Okay, hi, my name is Kelsey. I'm 14 years old and I go to Alderwood Middle School. The types of digital technologies I usually use are my cell phone, computers, my iPod, my digital voice recorder, my digital camera, video games, and my TV. I usually spend about 3.5 to 4 hours a day on like all these technologies together. The one that I like the most would probably be my computer because it gives me something to do after school while I'm like watching TV or listening to music. And also there's like so many things that I can do. Like I can watch television shows like on my computer if I miss them from like the night before or something. And I usually download music from my computer. And I also like talk to my friends and stuff on MySpace. And I don't think really my sense of self is formed by technologies except for like communicating with my friends. It helps me stay in touch more, but that's pretty much it. And I pretty much only talk to my friends on the computer or like on the phone instead of going to their house or meeting them somewhere because it's just easier and because I can't drive. But when I'm watching TV or like playing video games, I won't answer my phone or go on the computer because I have to like concentrate. So when I'm doing these, I can't really talk to my friends. I only answer it if it's like my parents or something. And I don't really use technologies very much politically, except for once I emailed President Bush about oil drilling issues in and. Yeah, because we did projects about that in school, and I was interested about it, but pretty much all he did was send me pictures of his dog and told me to recycle. So, and so that didn't really work. So, I would say I probably don't really use it politically that much. I do have some concerns about how my friend uses technologies. Like when I'm on the phone with one of my friends, she's like always playing computer games like World of Warcraft and stuff, or she's playing Final Fantasy VII on her PlayStation 2, and it's kind of a one-way conversation because she's like concentrating on that, so I end up hanging up and she doesn't even really notice, so it's kind of annoying. And at home, I'm pretty much content with the rules that I have because my parents are pretty trustworthy because I've proven it to them that I can handle that kind of stuff. But I don't like the no iPods allowed rule at my school because everybody brings them anyway, so I think it's kind of a waste of time. And it's not really enforced either very much. Like, for most of the teachers that I have, if they see you with your iPod, they just tell you to put it away and the next time they'll take it. And some things I'd like to tell adults about these technologies is that MySpace isn't bad if you know how to do it right, like the other people said. It helps you like stay protected by letting you add people and they can't talk to you unless you want them to. And video games, like the kind that I use, they don't make me like stupid and stuff, and they don't make me violent because I don't use those kind. So you shouldn't judge kids even if they say that they use video games, because I'm not really into like Halo and stuff. And I can hold a conversation while listening to my iPod, because I just turn it down really low and I almost barely notice it, but it's still there and it like I can still talk to people. And another thing is that television isn't distorting like my perception of self-image and stuff like that, because I don't really pay attention to what people are like, what they look like on the TV. I just like watch shows that I like the plot lines, like Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty and stuff. But I don't really look at what people look like on TV. So that's all. Yeah, that kind of annoys me, like you can't express things like with emotion, but sometimes like what I do on MySpace is you do like the little stars and then you do like something like looks down or like rubs hands together, and then like that kind of helps, but yeah, that's one thing that kind of annoys me because like sometimes my friends misunderstand things that I say to them because they don't like know how I'm saying it. And with the like technology thing, I do read a lot of books also, and I don't know, I just really like reading and stuff too, but I probably spend more time with technology. But yeah, a lot of kids don't understand, like they say that books are like for throwing at people. That's what my friends always say, and it's kind of annoying because I really do like reading too, but kids are kind of underappreciating it sometimes. Well, I don't really have Instant Messenger because I don't know how to put it on. I don't know, I think probably it seems like because it's kind of the stereotype that girls are more gossipy, and I think that's true. So I would probably say that that is a reasonable thing to think. Yeah. Well, like, most of my friends that are girls, they like video games that have to do with things that, like, you have to work together with people, or it's kind of like games about skill and not really as much about violence. Like, a lot of my friends that are boys, they play, like, Halo and Grand Theft Auto and stuff, but my friends that are girls, they, like, all play Final Fantasy VII and stuff like that, or World of Warcraft, which kind of has a name that doesn't really fit it, in my opinion, because it's not all about killing people. It's about, like, people. It's kind of like RuneScape, I guess, but more evolved. It's like when you can talk to people all over the world. So, yeah. Well, I'm also in band and jazz band, and I do photography, like film photography, and I like reading a lot and playing with my guinea pig. So I do have a lot of time to do other things, but usually right when I come home from school or like during school, I'm on technology, but afterwards, I do a lot of things that aren't technology based also.